As I was preparing today's homily, I was really struggling with a text. The first reading, the responsorial psalm, the second reading, and oh my goodness, the gospel. So I texted Father Gary and I said, "Would you like to preach this weekend?" Guess what he said? There is an idea that the Holy Spirit was inviting me to meditate upon. This is the idea that I would like to share with you. Choose truth, choose love, choose life, choose God. Today's first reading presents an invitation. Choose the commandments of the Lord and you shall live. There is life in following the commandments, a life that is given by the giver of life, not by the commandments themselves, meaning the law. In fact, it is Jesus himself, the lawgiver, who explains the commandments in today's gospel. I won't repeat the perfect homily we just heard from Jesus. I rather invite you to pay attention to one particular aspect of his message. This is the capacity to choose freely. The capacity to choose freely. We have heard God proposes, he never imposes. And that is true. But the other side of the coin is also true. He commands, yet never imposes. He invites us to choose, to exercise our freedom, and to live to the fullness. The key question for you and for me is, what are we choosing? Yes, what are we choosing? Where is our being, our heart and mind inclined? What are we choosing? Truth? Life? Remember, where the heart is inclined, the feet will follow. Where the heart is inclined, the feet will follow. What we choose will determine where we go. Allow me to paraphrase a quote from Father Pedro Arrupe, a former general superior for the Society of Jesus, aka the Jesuits. Pope Francis is a Jesuit. In my opinion, Father Pedro's insight will help us to choose freely what better fulfills each one of us. He asked, "What are you choosing which seizes your imagination? What gets you out of bed? How do you spend your evenings? Whatever you are choosing to wake up for, whatever gives meaning to your evenings, will affect everything. It will decide everything. It will decide what will get you out of bed in the morning, what you do with your evenings, how you spend your weekends, what you read, whom you know, what breaks your heart, what amazes you with joy and gratitude." What are we choosing? Or should I ask, whom are we choosing? Yes, whom are we choosing? Not what, but whom are we choosing? Are we choosing love? Are we choosing God himself? Father Pedro continues his message by inviting us to choose love, to fall in love, to stay in love, to let love decide everything. For nothing is more practical than finding God, he says, that is, than falling in love in a quiet, absolute, final way. Let love decide everything. This is the new law of Jesus, the one he speaks about in today's gospel, the one he came to fulfill, the law of love. Now, let us ask ourselves, is God's love enough for me? It is God's love enough for you and for me? Or do we choose things that are contrary to His love because we think that His love is not fulfilling? Do I believe Jesus and trust in His power to fulfill me? You may ask, how do I know if what I have chosen gives me life? How do I know if my choices please the Lord? Here is something that can help us all. If we are at peace, if we are making others happy and helping them get to heaven according to the commands of the Lord, if we strive to see Him in ourselves and in our neighbor, if we fight for what is right, just, and honorable, if we stand up for the oppressed and the voiceless, if we believe that all stages of human life are sacred, we can be certain then that we have chosen truth, life. In one word, we have chosen God. But here is something interesting. He has chosen us first. Today, He's inviting us to choose Him because He Himself has chosen you, has chosen me first. And He is not asking us, are you capable to do everything I say? This is not about capacity. This is not about your capacity or my capacity to follow Him. He is simply asking, are you willing to live out the plan I have for you? Are you willing? We have heard what the commandments are, and yet we have fallen short. We know that by following them, we shall find life. Yet, we still commit sin. We all, in one way or another, have not fulfilled God's commandments, His law. If you belong to the ones that recognize their sins and are not afraid of saying, I confess to the Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned. If you and I are brave enough to recognize that we have made bad and poor choices, let me then welcome you to the right place. This church is the right place for you and for me. We are the forgiven church that has not always chosen truth, love, life, and God. We are His church. We are the church of forgiven sinners that have not fulfilled the law of love. We are the ones who say, Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. We are still the church of the Lord who keeps choosing us. He does not regret having chosen each one of us. Let me repeat that. He doesn't regret having chosen me, having chosen you. Our God is almighty and forgiving, the lawgiver who wants us to strive for living out His teachings, His law. Let us choose life, the way that is true, from the one who chose you. Let us choose life. Let us choose our Father in heaven. Amen.